Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to start appropriately with a composition called For You. It was written in 1930 by Joel Burke and lyric by Al Dubin, and two selections of that, For You. a couple of selections of that. Errol Garner, Hollywood, California, 1946 for Mercury, and I'm sure Norman Granz had a hand in that because he was working for Mercury at that time. Red Callender, playing the bass, and Nick Fatool on the drums. Then, to 1941 Victor record, Tommy Dorsey, his trombone, his orchestra, and a gorgeous arrangement by Cy Oliver of 4U, vocalist Joe Stafford, baritone saxophone player Heine Bowe, Errol Garner, and Tommy Dorsey, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 25 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
A birthday today, excuse me, today's birthday celebration is for Richard Allen Mitchell, known as Blue Mitchell, trumpet player, born this date in Miami, 1930. And because of the fact that he was born in Florida, he palled around with Julian Cannonball Adderley, and they played lots of gigs down there. And when Adderley got to New York, he telephoned Blue and said, get on up here. And was a big help, as we will find out a little later, in getting a contract with Riverside Records for Blue Mitchell to have his own band. But first, he was a sideman with Cannonball and his quintet, the 1st of July, 1958. And I'm stressing first because Blue Mitchell's gig is on the 2nd and 3rd of July. They worked that fast together and got it done. But up first, Cannonball Adderley and G.G. Grice Minority, Miles Davis Nardis, Blue Mitchell trumpets, Cannonball on alto, Bill Evans piano, Sam Jones bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Mitchell, and his birthday, this date, he was born in Miami, 1930, and there, the 1st of July, 1958, a member of Cannonball Adderley Quintet for Riverside Records. Mitchell playing the trumpet, Adderley the alto saxophone, Bill Evans the piano, Sam Jones bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Minority by G.G. Grice and Nardis by Miles Davis. And he and Adderley were pals down in Florida, and when Cannonball got up to New York, he gave him a call and got Blue up there, and we'll hear Blue's first gig with his own band for Riverside in a while. But first, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Digestive Health Specialists. With 8 clinics throughout Pierce and South King County, Digestive Health Specialist partners with the Stop Colon Cancer Now campaign. More information at DHSGI.com. Colonoscopy saves lives.
Now, let's go to 1927 for Victor Records, Edna Winston. She's going to sing a couple of them for you. Joogie Blues by Edgar Dowell, and a rare one by W.C. Handy called Ever After On.
I'm joogie, joogie, joogie all the time. Complaining don't do no good. I'm acting like a block of wood. All day long, it's running through my mind. I've got the joogie blues, always on my mind. The joogie blues, I have them all the time. When it's late at night and early morn, I always feel them coming on. I think of the that ain't nobody around that you can trust, nobody at all. When I cook my frog blades good and brown, I'll take my snake hip and I'll fry them down. Cause I've got the joogie, joogie, joogie. I've got the joogie
Thank you.
when my baby came home. I heard a mighty knocking on my door. I was up in my stocking feet, skipping across the floor. Told him, baby, don't you knock no more. Bring me a pillow for my forehead. I have a fall to knock out my brain. For whiskey has ruined this body of mine. And the red lights have run me insane. Very last words my mother said, well, daughter, don't you go astray. If I had listened to what she said, I would not be here today. Oh, waiting hard. Oh, waiting hard. Oh, waiting hard for girls to love a man don't love you. Oh, waiting hard. Oh, waiting hard. Oh, waiting hard for girls to love a man don't love you.
Edna Winston, 1927, New York City, Victor Records, Joogie Blues and Ever After On. Cornetist Thomas Morris, trombonist Charlie Irvis, clarinet and alto saxophonist Bob Fuller, on piano Mike Jackson, and on banjo Buddy Christian. Edna Winston, 1927. Let's go, we'll stay in New York and change the time to go to 1985, the Brooklyn Academy of Music, just across the river, for Black Saint Records. Julius Hemphill, alto and soprano. Oliver Lake, alto and soprano. David Murray, tenor saxophone and bass clarinet. Hamiet Blewett, baritone saxophone and alto clarinet, known as the World Saxophone Quartet. Georgia Blue, written by Julius Hemphill. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
saxophone quartet at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, 1985, for Black Saint Records and Georgia Blue, written by the alto saxophonist in the band, Julius Hemphill. Other members, Oliver Lake, David Murray, Hamiet Bluiett. That's gorgeous stuff. Quite so. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Unique Lives. Proud to present Maya Angelou for one evening only, Monday, March 14th at the Paramount Theater. Tickets and details for Maya Angelou's performance are available online at stgpresents.org.
Thank you.
Paul Gonsalves, his tenor saxophone, his quartet, 1960 for Jazzland Records. I Surrender Dear. Wynton Kelly, piano. Sam Jones, bass. Jimmy Cobb on the drums. And Paul Gonsalves became famous overnight in the summer of 1956 at the Newport Jazz Festival. He played a tenor saxophone solo in Duke Ellington's band, in Duke Ellington's composition, Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue. If I remember correctly, it's 27 choruses of the blues, each one different and each one getting more dramatic. The crowd went nuts and started dancing and having a great time with it, affected by it. And it was a shot in the arm for Ellington's band. Gonsalves had been doing lots of stuff with Ellington. Didn't do a lot outside, and that's why I brought I Surrender Dear. It's a beautiful rendition. Harry Barris and Gordon Clifford wrote the composition in 1931. George Lewis, clarinetist, and his orchestra, 1959.
Thank you.
George Lewis, his clarinet, his band, for Verve Records, 1959. Royal Telephone, with the vocal by the drummer Joe Watkins, and a 1944 hit for Alan Roberts and Doris Fisher, Into Each Life Some Rain Must Fall. Andy Anderson playing trumpet, Bob Melky on trombone, Lewis clarinet, Joe Robichaud on piano, Al Seed, Slow Drag, Pabago playing the bass, and Watkins on the drums and singing. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is the Art of Jazz. Let's hear the lyric to Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall, Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots for Decca Records, 1944.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart some tears has got to fall, but I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their heart,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
That you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you, wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom, of my lonely room. We're dancing like we used to do, making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, whisper good night, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you. Dancing like we used to do, making believe is just another way of dreaming. So till my dreams come true, I'll whisper good night, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
The purity of that and the simplicity is something, I think. Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots, 1944 for Decca. Into Each Life Some Rain Must Fall, written by Alan Roberts and Doris Fisher. And I'm Making Believe by Jimmy Monaco and Matt Gordon. Lead singer Bill Kenny, Charlie Fuqua, Deke Watson, and Happy Jones. Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots, 1944. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Dimitriou's Jazz Alley, an all-ages club. Tonight is the last night at the alley for the David Sanborn Trio featuring Joey DeFrancesco. March 15th and 16th, it's Chris Thomas King. Information and reservations at jazzalley.com.
If you were listening at the beginning of the program, you know that I'm celebrating in part a birthday today of Blue Mitchell, trumpet player, and I played his first gig up in New York in the 1st of July, 1958, because his friend Cannonball Adderley, who was running the show, invited him up to play. And the next day, and the next day after that, Blue Mitchell, because of Cannonball, had a contract with Riverside Records also. And he selected Curtis Fuller to play trombone with him, Johnny Griffin on tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Wilbur Ware on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Two of them, Blues March by Benny Golson, and then just with piano, bass, and drums, and Blue Mitchell, Harry Warren's There Will Never Be Another You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Blue Mitchell, his trumpet. And today's his birthday. He was born this date, 1930 in Miami. And there, July 2nd and 3rd, 1958, for Riverside Records. Blues March by Benny Golson with Mitchell, Curtis Fuller trombone, Johnny Griffin tenor saxophone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Wilbur Ware bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. There Will Never Be Another You by Harry Warren with just piano, bass, and drums with Blue Mitchell. Happy birthday wherever you are. Beautiful player. Well, let's see. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Edmund Center for the Arts, presenting Red Chamber, blending traditional Chinese plucked string instruments with bluegrass, jazz fusions, and a host of other folk traditions. Information and tickets available at EC4arts.org.
And now to Gertrude Ma Rainey, who's going to sing for you. Georgia Tom Dorsey is going to play the piano. And Tampa Red is going to play the guitar. Dorsey wrote this. It's called Daddy Goodbye Blues. Gertrude Ma Rainey singing for you from Chicago, September 1928 for Paramount Records, with Georgia Tom Dorsey on piano and Tampa Red playing guitar. A month later in Chicago and for Vocalion Records, Georgia Tom and Tampa Red were backing up Bertha Chippy Hill. Thank you.
you come back, I'm cold any day. Baby, look where the sun's done gone. Now you're gonna leave your home. You come back.
Chippy Hill, backed by Georgia Tom Dorsey, piano, and Tampa Red on guitar. Dorsey wrote this one, Some Cold Rainy Day. Chicago, October 1928. If I didn't mention it before, with the Ma Rainey, Dorsey wrote that one, Daddy Goodbye Blues. Now, A Trip to Memphis, 1930. I want you to hear Hattie Hart. She was doing some work with the Memphis Jug Band. She wrote, Oh, Ambulance Man, one of my favorites of the Memphis Jug Band. Ben Ramey, playing kazoo and singing. Will Shade and Vol Stevens doing guitars and vocals. And Hambone Lewis doing the jug, and he can't sing along with him because he's playing the jug. You understand that. Memphis Jug Band, 1930, Hattie Hart, Oh, Ambulance Man.
Wounded, wounded, bleeding. Can't you ease my pain? Mama, Daddy, I've got the kiss.
Can't you see I'm wounded and bleeding?
That's the reason, Daddy, I've just died so long. And your daddy's trying to satisfy your soul.
I need my weary soul.
Hattie Hart singing and her composition, O Ambulance Man, with the Memphis Jug Band. Ben Ramey, Will Shade, Vol Stevens, Hambone Lewis. All right. All of that right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Abodian, a local source for ready-to-assemble custom cabinetry. Abodian offers a wide range of durable and environmentally sustainable solutions for the do-it-yourself homeowner. More information at abodian.com. Elegant storage solutions, simple assembly.
I've talked once in a while about the strangeness of requests, not the requests themselves, but the fact that so many people in various places around the globe who request the same thing and be very specific about it. They want Count Basie, the session of June 3rd, 1948, and that's it. And I get a dozen people to do that. And they're not all living in the same place. And I don't suppose they get on the phone and say, "Now I'll call first, and then you call." I don't think it works that way. I'm sure it doesn't. But last week I got a call from a wonderful elderly gentleman who was a little diffident about asking for something. And I said, "Well, go ahead. What do you want to hear?" And he said, "I'd love to hear Johnny Hodges play Tenderly." I said, "Well, I'll do that for you. I'm not sure when, but because I take the requests as they come in, of course. But we'll see what we can do." Well, I hung up the phone, and the phone rang again, and it was an elderly woman from another place, completely way away from that one. And she said, "You know, do you ever play Johnny Hodges playing Tenderly?" Okay, well, there you go again. Ah, they knew each other. I don't think so. I think this is the magic, and this is the poetry that we all long for occasionally, and it comes bouncing in once in a while. And you kind of have to suspend your disbelief. It does you good. Johnny Hodges and his orchestra, 1954 in San Francisco. It's out of a Norman Grand's label, Norgran. And if I remember correctly, it's Johnny Hodges' In a Tender Mood album. Emmett Berry plays trumpet, Lawrence Brown trombone, Hodges alto, Al Sears tenor, Leroy Lovett on piano, Barney Richmond string bass, and Joe Marshall on drums. We will hear Duke's Blues by Hodges, Tea for Two by Vincent Newmans, Tenderly, The Request by Walter Gross, Sweet Georgia Brown by Ben Burney, Ken Casey, and Mazio Pinkard.
Thank you. Thank you.
Johnny Hodges and his orchestra and his alto saxophone. 1954 in San Francisco, recorded by Norman Granz and his Norgrand label. Name of the record, In a Tender Mood. Duke's Blues by Hodges, T for Two by Vincent Humans, Tenderly, a request from two wonderful people, by Walter Gross, and Sweet Georgia Brown by bandleader Ben Burney, Ken Casey, and Maceo Pinkard. Emmett Berry played the trumpet, Lawrence Brown the trombone, Hodges the alto saxophone, Al Sears the tenor saxophone, Leroy Lovett piano, Barney Richmond string bass, Joe Marshall on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Billy Strayhorn, a couple of compositions by him, sung for you by Ella Fitzgerald with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, 1965 for Verve.
I have almost everything a human could desire. Cars and houses, bearskin rugs to lie before my fire. But there's something missing. Something isn't there. It seems I'm never kissing the one whom I could care for. I want something to live for, someone to make my life an adventure. Something to live for.
A flower is a love something. A luscious living love something. A daffodil, a rose, no matter where it grows, is such a lovely love something. A flower is the heart of spring that makes the rolling hills sightsee. The gentle winds that blow gently, for they know a flower is a love something. Azaleas drinking pale moonbeams, gardenias floating through daydreams. Wherever it may grow, no matter where you go, a flower is a lover.
Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington, 1965, for Verve. Two compositions by Billy Strayhorn. Something to Live For, and A Flower is a Lovesome Thing. And that gorgeous tenor saxophone solo on Flower was by Paul Gonsalves. Verve Records, 1965, Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington Orchestra. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
MultiCare Health System, connecting patients to four South Sound hospitals and a network of clinics, all linked to an electronic health record. Information is available at multicare.org. MultiCare, better connected.
Yes, you joined me wrong. This little woman, sweet as she can be, she's out with some other man instead of being with me. You know she's doing me wrong. Yeah, she's doing me wrong. Now tell me, mama, why don't you do me right? Now when I'm at home thinking she's treating me right, she's telling me lies, staying out all night. You know she's doing me wrong. Yeah, she's doing me wrong. Now tell me, mama, why don't you do me right? Me, she got a smile on her face, trying to jive me. She ain't been no place. You know she's doing me wrong. Yeah, she's doing me wrong. Now tell me, mama, why don't you do me right? Yes, when she come home, she jumps right in the bed. She says she ain't drunk. She got to swimming in the head. You know she's doing me wrong. Yeah, she's doing me wrong. Now tell me, mama, why don't you do me right?
Oh,
come the day, it won't be long. You will be sorry that you drove me away from home. But it's too bad. Yes, it's too bad. Well, it's all over now. When I was in trouble, had my ups and downs, I looked for you, baby. You could not be found. But it's too bad. Yes, it's too bad. Well, it's all over now.
Jazz Gillum singing for you in Chicago, 1941. For Bluebird Records, a couple of them he wrote, playing his harmonica and singing. You Are Doing Me Wrong, and It's All Over Now. Horace Malcolm playing the piano, Bill Brunzi on guitar, and Alfred Elkins playing string bass. William Jazz Gillum, G-I-L-L-U-M, harmonica and singing. In Kansas City, in 1930, there must have been a lot going on with this music. I mean, I've said many times, if I was there, I'd go crazy. Where do you go? A constant trick-or-treat kind of thing, you know. Spend a fortune in 5 minutes. And in Kansas City were some great singers and piano players, as in all the great cities in this country. And Joe Turner, who was tending bar sometimes and wiping out glasses and talking to the patrons and then sing because his friend Pete Johnson would be playing the piano. And they made records together. When Johnson got to New York in 1939, he found out about Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle decided to have his own record company. Now, that takes guts. That's right. Get out there and do your own thing, right? He even made it harder for himself because he just wanted piano players and he just wanted the ones he liked. Well, he loved Pete Johnson. And Dan called his record label Solo Art. And he recorded a lot of great piano players, all of them, I think, in 1939. Here's Pete Johnson doing two of his for Dan Quayle's label, Bus Robinson Blues and B&O Blues. York for Solo Art Records, Pete Johnson playing solo piano. Two of his compositions, Bus Robinson Blues and B&O Blues, 1939, solo piano. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University's MBA program, designed for professionals looking to take their careers to the next level, now accepting applications for summer and fall. Learn more at the MBA info session on Tuesday, March 15th at 6 p.m. Details at plu.edu/MBA.
I'd like to jump from 1939 to 1968 in Paris and listen to another piano player. Hampton Hawes, Jimmy Wood bass, Arthur Taylor on the drums for Black Lion Records.
Thank you.
Hamden Hawes playing the piano for you. And in Paris, 1968, for Black Lion, Jimmy Wood bass and Arthur Taylor on the drums, two of them by Hawes. Blues for Bud, and I translate that into Blues for Bud Powell. And Spanish Steps. He actually did several renditions of different takes of Spanish Steps. It's interesting to compare that. And if you like this music, and I'll say it over and over again about getting interested in something outside of the horrors of the world, you know, the dilemmas and all that sort of thing. But if you find a musician you really like, you hear it here, go out and collect that musician. Get some books. Find out about the musician. Listen to what she's doing or what he's doing and what they have been doing in their creative life, and understand, I think, what how important art is to helping you. It really does. And don't worry ever about what somebody else thinks. Don't. Because it's not about them. Hamden Hawes, Paris, 1968, Blues for Bud and Spanish Steps. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Greater Tacoma Community Foundation, presenting Be the Spark, featuring Archbishop Desmond Tutu in his final public appearance before retiring. May 13th at the Tacoma Dome. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Info at agreatertacoma.org. Inspire action, spark change.
And now to another piano player. 1989 for Daring. Here's Butch Thompson. Thompson, solo piano, 1989 for Daring Records. Someday, Sweetheart, written by Los Angeles composers John and Reb Spikes. And Working Man Blues, written by Joe Oliver and his piano player Lillian Harden. Butch Thompson, 1989. Now, where the Working Man came from was King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band to begin with, and then just changing the name slightly, King Oliver's Jazz Band. Because in 1923, that band was the matrix of several things. One, very important, was that the second cornetist was a young man named Louis Armstrong, who was to do so many amazing things in moving the art along. And that band, with Armstrong and the rest of them, got us away from the given into the beautiful areas of our own creativity. So I brought the two times that King Oliver's band played Working Man Blues, one fast and one slower. The first for Jeanette, done in Richmond, Indiana, where Jeanette records were being made, the 5th of October. And the second in Chicago, where the band lived and played on the South Side, for OK Records, the 26th of October. Two versions, both King Oliver's Jazz Band, Working Man Blues.
Thank you.
Joe Oliver's band in a couple places in October of 1923. The first in Richmond, Indiana, the second in Chicago, both of them doing Working Man Blues, written by Joe Oliver and his piano player, Lil Hardin. The first one, Joe Oliver, Louis Armstrong, cornets, Honoré Dutré, trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Paul Stump Evans on C melody saxophone, Lil on piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo, Warren Baby Dodge, Johnny's brother, playing the drums. On the second one, Oliver and Armstrong, Dutré and Dodds, all there together again, Charlie Jackson playing bass sax, Lil on piano, and Baby Dodge drums. Now, we're getting close to the bewitching hour, so bear with me while I check some times. So I will know how much to go. Well, that might work. I've been doing piano players for you in the last several minutes, and so I'd like to continue with that. Solo piano player from 1963 for Impulse, Charlie Mingus. Charlie Mingus, solo piano, 1963 for Impulse. And I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, written by George Baseman. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.